Dog Days by Amy Lowell. A ladder sticking up at the open window, the top of an old ladder, and all of summer is there. Great waves and tufts of wisteria surge across the window, and a thin, belated blossom jerks up and down in the sunlight. Purple translucence against the blue sky. Tie back this branch, I say, but my hands are sticky with leaves and my nostrils widen to the smell of crushed green. The ladder moves uneasily at the open window, and I call to the man beneath, tie back that branch. There is a ladder leaning against the windowsill and a mutter of thunder in the air.
In a garden, gushing from the mouths of stone men to spread at ease under the sky in granite-lipped basins where iris dabble their feet and rustle to a passing wind, the water fills the garden with its rushing. In the midst of the quiet of close-clipped lawns, damp smell the ferns in tunnels of stone, where trickle and plash the fountains, marble fountains, yellowed with much water. Splashing down moss-tarnished steps, it falls, the water, and the air is throbbing with its gurgling and running, with its leaping and deep, cool murmur. And I wished for night and you. I wanted to see you in the swimming pool, white and shining in the silver-flecked water, while the moon rode over the garden, high in the arch of night, and the scent of the lilacs was heavy with stillness. Night and the water, and you in your whiteness bathing. New York at night. A near horizon whose sharp jags cut brutally into a sky of leaden heaviness, and crags of houses lift their masonry ugly and foul, and chimneys lie and snort, outlined against the grey of low-hung cloud. I hear the sigh the goaded city gives. Not day nor night can ease her heart, her anguished labours stay. Below, straight streets, monotonous, from north and south, from east and west, stretch glittering. And luminous above, one tower tops the rest and holds aloft man's constant quest. Time, joyless emblem of the greed of millions, robber of the best which earth can give. The vulgar creed has seared upon the night its flaming, ruthless screed. O night, whose soothing presence brings the quiet shining of the stars. O night, whose cloak of darkness clings so intimately close that scars are hid from our own eyes. Beggars by day, our wealth is having night to burn our souls before altars dim and tree-shadowed, where the light is shed from a young moon mysteriously bright. Where art thou hiding? Where thy peace? This is the hour, but thou art not. Will waking tumult never cease? Hast thou thy votary forgot? Nature forsakes this man-begot and festering wilderness, and now the long still hours are here, no jot of dear communing do I know. Instead, the glaring man-filled city groans below.